Today's shiur is Daf Ches. We're going to begin the first words in Daf Ches, Olamai Desal K'dayt Meikara. As we explained yesterday, and we review the diagrams, diagram number 41 and diagram number 42. In both these diagrams, we have a Mavui with an area in between either a Rechava or a Chatzar, which opens to Rishus Rabin. As we explained yesterday in the Havamina, the Gemara thought that Rabbi Yehuda and Rav were arguing regarding two distinct halachic issues in these cases. One was, is this considered a Mavi HaMafolish? Is this considered a Mavi which is open to Rishus Rabim? Do we say, since there is the intervening Chatzar between the Mavi and the back Rishus Rabim, it's not a Mavi HaMafolish, or it isn't? According to the Mara and the Havamina, Rabbi Yehuda did not consider it a Mavi Mefolish, and Rav did consider it a Mavi Mefolish. The other issue that we had in the Gemara was, given as in picture 42, the Mavi opens up to a Chatzar, the question was, will the Chatzar Aser, will the Chatzar prohibit the Mavi from people carrying in the Mavi because it's open to another Rishus, or will it not? Again, in the Gemara and the Havmina, the Gemara thought that Rabbi Yehuda would say that it does. The reason we said it was because Rabbi Yehuda specifically chose a case to speak about a Rechava, picture 41, not picture 42, because he held that the Chatzar would Aser the Mavi, and Rav in the Gemara and the Havmina felt that it didn't. So we have, again, two machlokes regarding Mefolish and the Havmina. Rav held it is a Mavi Mefolish. Rav Yehuda holds it's not a Mavi Mefolish. And regarding the Asring of the Chatzar to the Mavi, Rav holds it doesn't, and Rav Yehuda holds it does. Now the Gemara wants to explain those machlokes. Again, we're explaining it according to the Havmina, and the Maskana there was no machlokes. Says the Gemara, L'mayda sal k'datim yikara. According to the way we explained yesterday, the Bein She'irvu, Bein Shloi Irvu, both in the case where there's an Erev between the Mavi and the Chatzar, or there is no Erev between the Erev and the Chatzar. Pligi, Rav and Rabbi Yehuda disagree in both situations. Ask the Gemara, Be'irvu, my Pligi, in the case where there is an Erev, where the whole issue is because it's a Mavi Mefolish, wants the Gemara to understand what is the basis of that Machlaikis, and B'Shloi Irvu, and when the issue is, does the Chatzar Aser prohibit carrying on the Mavi or not? Again, the Gemara wants to know, but my pligi, what is the basis of the Machlaikis? Says the Gemara, B'shloi Iver pligi, the Machlaikis regarding the issue, does the Chatzar prohibit carrying in the Mavi or not? The Machlaikis is, B'nira me'mechutz b'shava b'mefnim. If we look at picture 42, we will see that on the sides of the Mavi, there are still walls existing. Those walls certainly act as lechis for the Chatzar. And that's why there was never an issue, will the Mavi prohibit carrying in the Chatzar? Because the Chatzar is considered closed from the Mavi. The whole discussion we've had is if the Chatzar prohibits carrying in the Mavi. So the question is, will those walls, which are visible inside the Chatzar and serve as a lechi for the Chatzar, also serve as lechis for the Mavi where they are not visible? And Rabbi Yehuda holds that they do not serve as lechis. This is again in the Havamina. And Rav says that they do. That's regarding the machlokes as far as the Chatzar affecting the Mavi. Regarding the issue of is it considered a Mavi Mefolish or not, there the Machlokes is with Rav Yosef. Regarding a statement Rav Yosef made, Dom Rav Yosef, this is the way Rashi explains the Gemara. Dom Rav Yosef said, the entire issue that when the Mavi goes into a Chatzar, is it considered a Mavi Mefolish or not, is as in picture 42. where there are open areas on both sides of the chatzer as the mavi comes from the mavi to the chatzer and goes further. Aval, in a case of kolalat sidei rechava, picture 43, where the right side, the left side wall is straight. So there, says Rabbi Yosef, everybody will agree that it's usher, that that's considered a mavi hamafolish. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara is as follows. This was the Rajba's explanation of Rashi. Everybody, says Rashi, will agree now that picture 42 is not a mavi hamafolish. Even Rav, who we've been saying considers a mavi that reads into a chatzer as a mavi hamafolish, says the Gemara will only be speaking about picture 43, where we have one wall straight. So it looks much more as a continuation of the mavi leading into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But in picture 42, where the mavi doesn't go directly into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, rather when we have the sides available at the chatzer, even Rav will agree it's not a mavi mafolish. The machlaikis will be in picture 43, where Rabbi Yehuda was still not considered out of mavi mafolish, and Rav will consider that a mavi mafolish. That's how Rashi, according to the Rajba, explains the Gemara. Tosfos is bothered with this entire approach. Tosfos says, why do we have to introduce Rabbi Yosef into the Gemara? Why don't we say that the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rav is strictly, is this considered a mavi mafulish? Is when we have a chatzur, a mavi chatzur, Rishus Rav, is that a mavi mafulish or not? Why do we have to introduce this new concept of Rabbi Yosef? The only explanation the Rajba is able to offer is because he says that the Gemara couldn't believe the Rav would consider where there's openings on both sides by the chatzur, where there's room on both sides, the Rav should consider that a mavi mafolish, because it's just too much area to be considered a mavi mafolish. That's why the Gemara had to say that the machlokes is strictly around Rav Yosef's situation. However, as we said in the maskana, there is no machlokes, and they both agree that it's not a mavi mafolish, and that the chotzer does affect the mavi unless an eruv is made. However, the Gemara goes a step further with this situation of a mavi opening to a chotzer which opens to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Amar Rabba, says Rabba, ha da amrit le'emtz ruchava mutter, this that we said, that the mavi that goes into a ruchava, you're allowed to carry, as we see in picture 44, where the mavui does not have a direct access to the door opening to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. You have to sort of curve to go out. Aval zek negedzeh, if there's a direct access from the mavui through the Rechava to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, asur. That will be considered as a mavi mafolish. And like Rashi points out, it's not that it's really a mavi mafolish. Because if we're saying, as we have been saying, that the point is that since there's an intervention, there's an interruption between the mavi and the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the rechava is the interruption, so it should make no difference if the doors face each other or don't. But like Rashi says, if the doors face each other, Rav is concerned that mechzik mefolish, that it looks like one is open to the other, and since it looks like one is open to the other, that's when it's usher. Now there's a very interesting question in the Rishonim, which we'll be speaking about. Now we're saying zeh loy keneged zeh, that if the doors are facing each other, then it's considered a mavi mefolish. Why will be the halacha? So you certainly can't. We have to treat this mavi as mavi and foolish, as we've been learned and will learn. Why will be the halacha? Can you carry in the chotzer behind such a mavi under such circumstances or not? Some rishonim say that you can, and some rishonim say that you can't. The halacha is in Shulchan Aruch is that you may, and we'll discuss it more on Amud Beis. Says the Gemara. Amr Ramashashya said, Ha da Amra zesh like neged zeh mutter. This that we just said, that if the door of the movi, of the opening of the movi to the chatzur, is not exactly lined up with the back door of the chatzur, it's not a problem, or the back door of the rechava, loyamarn was only said, ella rechava the rabbi, if the back lot of the rechava is owned by many people. Avul rechava the yachid, if it's owned only by an individual, since zimnin the mimlechala, sometimes the owner may change his mind and make it and change it from being a rechava uvana lebatim, and he'll build houses. Now, if he'll build houses under those circumstances, now the part v'havle movi shekolol to the rechava. So what's happening is, we go back to picture 44 and 43. Right now, there's opening on the side of the movi to the houses, on the left side. But if the person decides to build more houses, since it's its own private property, he may build houses in the empty space on the left side on picture 44 of the Rechava. And if he build houses there, we'll be dealing with a situation where the wall of the Mavi is straight. It'll be like picture 43. Since there's always a possibility for that to happen, that's why it's usur. Even if right now we don't have such a situation, it still is usur because it may happen. Says the Gemara, Umanot Temra, and from where do we see such a concept that since something may happen, we're already concerned, the Shonilon, that we make a difference. Ben Rechava, the Rabbim, where we're not concerned, since it's owned by many people, that things will change. Le Rechava, the Yachid, to a Rechava that's owned by an individual, that we're concerned that the status may change, and that's why we already consider it like that from now. Domarav in Bar Ada Omrav Yitzchok Masib Ba'ob Mavi Echad. There was a story with a certain Mavi. Should see the Echad Kololoya. One side of the Mavi was the sea. And we'll discuss that more in a moment. This is picture 45. But see the Echad Kolol Ashva, and the other side was a trash dump. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara, again looking at picture 45, is we have a Mavi, and one side is the sea, which is considered a mechitza. Why is it considered a mechitza? So Rashi explains, because it had of an incline of yud tfachim, of 10 tfachim within Dalet Amos, so that's considered a full-fledged wall. However, if it did not have such a significant incline, that would never be considered a wall. And that is an interesting machloikis of the Magen Avraham and the Beis Meir. If, let's say, not right at the side of the Mavui, do we have such a steep incline that it should be considered a wall? But further to the right, deeper into the Yam, we have an area of such an incline. Will that be sufficient to be considered a wall, or does the wall have to be right by the Mavui? The Beis Meir says a chiddush that even if it's further along, further deeper in the Yam, as long as there's one area where we have this type of incline, that's already considered a wall. Magen Avraham disagrees. He says either we have it right by the Mavui, or if we don't, it's not going to be okay. Now, so we have one side, the Yam, as we just described. The other side, we have the Ashba, the garbage dump. And what about the other sides? So the picture is not 100% accurate, because the picture has houses with openings. From Rashi, it seems that it was just a wall in the back. That's the third side. And the fourth side is open, and that's considered a Mavi Sosum. Three sides closed, one side open. We go back to the Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta. Do it for learns the Gemara somewhat differently. He says that we have the Yam on one side, the Ashba on the other side, and we have full walls in the front and in the back. The problem with both Pshatim of the Rashba, of Rashi and Ritva, this is not a classical case of a Mavi, because the classical case of a Mavi is where we have Batim and Chatzeros opening to a Mavi. Where the Batim Chatzeros over here? That's why the Rivash says a very interesting pshat. He says that the back will have a full wall. the sides will not be completely yam or ashba. There'll be partially walls with batim and chetzeres opening into those walls. And then there'll be an area of 10 amos or more, which will be ashba or on one side and or yam on the other side. So now we have a real mavi with batim and chetzeres opening up to it. And now the question is, what is the status of this yam and this ashba? So such a situation came to Rabbi. He refused to say not that it's mutter or it's asr. He didn't want to say that this is not considered a real mavi sasum. It has the proper partitions. However, he didn't want to say a heter. We're concerned that the ashba may be removed. V'yalo hayam certain, and we're concerned that the ocean may turn into sediment and will no longer be a mechitza because it will all be just one pile of sediment, as is indicated in picture 46. There's a very interesting shaila in the Taz. He says, we in our world don't necessarily have to be concerned that a sea will turn into sediment, but perhaps we should be concerned that a sea will freeze. And if it's frozen, it's no longer a mechitza, just one long piece of land. So all the Paiskim agree with the Taz that should a sea or a river or any body of water freeze up, it would no longer be a mechitza. The question is, let's say it's in the summer when it's not frozen. Do we have to be concerned that now it's not frozen, but in the winter it freezes? The Taz says we have to be concerned. Just like in our Gemara, we're concerned shemetala hayam certain. Maybe the water will, the river will turn into sediment. Other paiskim disagree, and they say that you can't compare a yam turning into ice to a yam turning into sediment. Why? A yam turning into sediment can happen at any time. There's no specific outside factor that makes it happen. So since it can happen any time, the Gemara is concerned it can happen. However, a yam freezing up, in the summer we don't have to be concerned that a yam will freeze up, and that's why in the summer those places can say we don't have to be concerned for it. Ask the Gemara, but we are concerned that the garbage dump may be removed. Ask the Gemara, Michashin and Shemitinatal Ashba, is that a legitimate halacha concern? That we're worried that the garbage dump will be removed. But Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Ashba Breshus Arabim, if you have a garbage dump, in Breshus Yab, Gavai Yud Tfachim, which is 10 Tfachim high, as we learned in Masech the Shabbos, an area above 10 Tfachim is a Mokim Ptor. Chaloin Shalagaba, somebody could throw on Shabbos garbage from a window that's on top of it. Zorkin of Shabbos could throw into that ashba on Shabbos. Now, if we were concerned that the garbage will be removed, how could he throw there? The area that the garbage is on is a Rishos Rabbim. And in fact, the Rishonim explain, you have to be careful that there should be no space between your window and the ashba on the floor, because if there's space between the ashba and your window, instead of the garbage ending up on the garbage dump, it may end up in the Rishos Rabbim. But here, if there is a concern that the ashba will be removed, so why is the mutter? How do we explain that Mishnah? That Shani, there's a difference between Ashba the Rabbim, an Ashba that's owned by the Rabbim, we don't have to be concerned that it's going to be removed. La Ashba the Yochid, where we do have to be concerned that it's moved. Hachinami, going back to our Sugya, Shani will have to make a distinction between Rechava the Rabbim, where we don't have to be concerned that houses will be built up. So if it's properly positioned currently, as in picture 44, we can carry from the Mavi into the Rechava the Yachid, where if it was a Rechava the Yachid, we have to be concerned that houses will be built up, and it'll end up looking like picture 43, and will be Usher. Rabbanan Mai, what did Rabbanan say regarding the Shaila with the Ashba, with the Mavi that was encircled by the Ashba and the Yam? Amar Rav Yosef Rav Dimi, Tana, we learned in the Braisa, the Chum Oisrim. The Chum also say that it's also a concern that the ash will be removed, the yam will turn into certain. Amar Rav Nachman, and so Rav Nachman says, halacha k'divrei chachamim, the halacha is like the chachamim. Ikad Amri, However, there's another version. Amar Rav Yosef bar Avdini, Tana, we learned to the Brayis Chachamim Matirim. They're not concerned that the ashba will be removed. They're not concerned that the yam will be sirtoin. And Amar Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman says, Ein Awachik de Chachamim, we don't agree with the Chachamim. Says the Gemara, Merema, Pasuk Leila Sura B'Uzli. Merema separated the Mavis of the town of Sura from the sea with such partitions made out of nets, as in picture 47. Amar, he said, Chashina Shema Yala Yom Sertin. We're concerned that perhaps the ocean will turn into sediment, and since the ocean will turn into sediment, the partitions, which are legitimate partitions because of the yam, as we explained before, we're dealing in a situation where the beach is yutfakum high with an incline, but within an incline of dalat amis. But if it turns into sediment, we'll lose it. So he made permanent mechitzas with these nets. So even if it should turn into sediment, it would not be a problem. Before we begin the next gemara, we have to review a machloikis that we had on Dav Vav. On Dav Vav, we learned the machloikis between Rav and Shmuel regarding a mavi okum, a bent mavi. Is a where one side, both sides open up to Rishus Rabin, but it's not straight. It's on a curve, as in picture 48. Is that considered a mavi mefulish because you have two openings to Rishus Rabin, or which is what Rav says, or is that considered a mavi sosum because it doesn't go straight into Rishus Rabin? You have to go around a bend, which Shmuel holds. Says the Gemara, we had such a mavi mokum in Surah. Koruch budja, they rolled up a mat, and it was placed in the bend. So, Rav Chisda said, "Halak Rav, like a Shmuel. What was done here does not work not according to what Rav required by a mavi okum, and not what Shmuel required by a mavi okum. LeRav da amat haraskim a foolish, according to Rav that says that a mavi okum has a din like a mavi mafulish, tzuras a pesach boy. There's a requirement for a tzuras a pesach at the corner, and here they just put up this mat. LeShmuel da amat haraskim kisosim. Even Shmuel that says that it's considered like a mavi sosum, hani mili lechem alya. What did Shmuel say is required a good lechi? Aval hai, but this mat, kival nasha by zika, since if a wind would come, v'shadilei would fall down, laf klumu, it's not considered a lechi. Now the question is, if we're going according to Shmuel, that considers it like a mavi sosum, so then we don't have to put anything into the corner. So what's the problem that they put something? And the Gemara is saying that what they put wasn't adequate. There's no need for anything. So there are two mahalchim in the Rishonim. One mahalch is a pshat that was discussed in the Avavam and Aleph that Rashi said. The Rashi said that even Shmuel, who considers a mavi okum like a mavi sosum, will agree that in the bend we have to put a lechi yikaira. And what was put here was this mat in the place of that lechi, and the Gemara is saying that that mat doesn't do what a lechi is required. That's according to that pshat. However, according to the pshat that said, the first pshat in Rashi and Davov, that there's no need according to Shmuel to put anything into the corner, so then why was anything needed in the corner that we should start analyzing if it's adequate or not? So the Rishonim explained that according to that pshat, Shmuel will agree that on the both openings we have to put a lechi. That means on the lechi on the bottom of the picture and on the and the opening on the left of the picture there would be a need for a lechi. If, let's say, says the Rishonim, on the left side no lechi was placed, then there would be a need, even according to Shmuel, to put a lechi at the corner. For at least the people on the mavi walking up should have enclosure on both sides, a lechi in the front, a lechi in the back. And what was done here was, instead of putting a lechi in the corner for the people using the upwards moving mavi, for them to have it closed up, they put a budja, and the Gemara is saying that this mat isn't strong enough. And however, says the Gemara, the not by sichsa, if they put pegs into this mat, the chabre, and that's why it gets attached to the wall, chabre, it's connected, and then it would be considered a legitimate lechi. Gufa. So the Gemara goes back to discuss this subject that we began the shiur with today. Amrav Yirba Abba Amrav Mavi Shenifetz Bemloy Lechatzer. If a Mavi opens up to a Chatzer, Venifetz a Chatzer Kenegdai, and then the Chatzer on the back wall opens to Rishus Rabim, Chatzer Mataris, carrying in the Chatzer is Mutter or Mavi Aser. But carrying in the Mavi will be Aser unless the proper adjustments are made. And the reason we explained, according to the Maskana, everybody agrees that it's Aser because the Chatzer Aser is the Mavi, the Chatzer Aser is the Mavi, given that the Mavi is completely open to it. Amalei Rabbi Barul Rabbi Rabbaya Rebbe Loi Mishnah Seinu Hiza. Isn't this rule that Rav taught us an open Mishnah? Because the Mishnah says later in Amasechta, Chatzer Ktano Shenifetz L'Gdoila, if a small Chatzer opens up to a larger chatzer, gedolim muteres, it's mutter to carry in the large chatzer. Why? Because the large chatzer has still the two walls on the opening, as long as the wall is as long as the opening is less than 10 amos. V'ktana is sura, but you can't carry in the smaller chatzer. Mipnei kapiska shegdolim, because it's like an entrance to the large one, and therefore in the large one it remains a kosher chatzer that has the lechis on the two sides of it, and the bottom one you can't. So what did Rav teach us new? Amalei, so Rabbi Barbaye answered, Ima hasam, if I only had the Mishnah on daf tzadik beis, have mina hayne mila hechad lekadar si rabim, when did that Mishnah then said that only when people do not travel through that chatzer gedolah, that's when it could carry there. But in a case where people walk through that back chatzer, the chatzer gedola, ema afilu chatzer nami, you can't carry even in that chatzer, even though it's properly enclosed. That's why Rav had to teach us that it's entirely permitted to carry in such a chatzer, even if people walk from the small chatzer through the large chatzer to the back. Ask the Gemara v'naim tanina. That's also nothing new, because we learned in a brisa chatzah shirabim nechnasim lebezu v'yotzim bezu, a chatzah which people use to go from one door to the other. There, rishus rabim tuma, as far as tuma, what halach is that sofik tuma rishus rabim is tahor. That area, since a lot of people walk in, has a din of rishus rabim. However, as far as Shabbos is concerned, rishus yochid l'Shabbos, it's considered rishus yochid as far as Shabbos is concerned, since it's legally enclosed. So we see from the Brice already that it's mutter to carry in that area. So again, what is Rav teaching us? Answers the Gemara, Imi Hasam, if I only had that Brice, have Amina, I would think, then when did Rav say, when does that Mishnah Brice referring to? Going back to something we learned at the beginning of this year, Hani Milzesh like Negadze, strictly picture 44, where the opening of the Mavui and the opening from the Chatzer to the Rishus Rabim are not lined up. You have to sort of curve. Avo Zeh Keneged Zeh. But if the opening is directly opposite, opening from the Mavui, if the opening from the Mavui to the Chatzer and the opening from the Chatzer to the street are exactly opposite each other, Eimeloi, I would say that it's not permitted to carry in such a chatzer. That's what I needed Rav to teach me, that even then it's mutter to carry in such a chatzer. Ask the Gemara, that's okay if you don't paskin like Rav. But we learned at the beginning of the Shia today, Ularava the Omazek Keneged Zeh Osir, that even when that even if they are directly opposite each other, the halacha is that it's Osir. So Rav isn't coming to teach me that if they're exactly directly opposite each other, it's Aser. Because if Rav says, then it will taka be Aser. What is the only time that it's mutter? Is when it's Zeh Shalai Keneged Zeh, when the doors aren't directly opposite each other. Hadi Rav Mukalei, in which case will I say Rav is saying his din? We'll say the Rav is saying his din when the doors aren't directly opposite each other. But if they're not opposite each other, Bezosh like a Negazeh, Tatalumli, I go back to my original Kasha. This I already know from the Mishnah and the Brisa. What's Rav teaching me new? Now there's a very interesting machloikis, Marshal and Marshaw, how to learn a Rashi here. The Marsha says that according to Rav, something that we mentioned at the beginning of the shir, if it's zeh keneged zeh, if the opening from the Mavi to the Chatzar and then the opening from the Chatzar to Rishus Rabbim are directly opposite each other, the halacha will be that not only can't you carry in the Mavi, because the Chatzar asks it, unless you make an Erev, you can't even carry, and also because it's a Mavi, I'm a foolish, it's going to be considered a Mavi, I'm a foolish, but you can't even carry in the Chatzar, says the Mashal. The Mashal disagrees. The Mashal says you'll always be able to carry in the Chatzar. Since the Chatzar is legally enclosed, La Loch is considered enclosed, you'll always be allowed to carry in the Chatzar. It's interesting. The world knows that this is a Machloikis Mashal and Mashal, and it's based in the Rashi, the third line in our Amid, if you have the words Afila Chatzar in parentheses or not. But the Mashal in the Mahadura Basra agrees with the Mashal that the issue is never regarding carrying in the Chatzar. Since the Chatzar is legally enclosed, there was never a Shaila that you should be allowed to carry in the Chatzar in such circumstances, and that's the way it's the Pasuk in the Shulchan Aruch. So we're still with a question on Rav. Based on the Mishnah and the Braisa, coupled with the Halacha, the Rav taught us that only when it's Zeh Shaloi Keneged Zeh is it not considered a Mavi, I'm a foolish. Now I need to know, what is Rav teaching me? Answers the Gemara, Imi Hasam, if I only had the Mishnah with the Braisa that says that even if it's used as a public thoroughfare, it's still mutter, that it's considered Rosh Hashayachid, have a meaning, what would I say it's considered Rosh Hashayachid? And we had this terminology in Masechta Shabbos also. Hani Mili Lizrait, that enclosed area of the Chatz is considered Rosh Hashayachid, that if somebody threw something from Rosh Hashayachid into that area, it's considered as if he threw from Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hashayachid, he was over an Issa Deraisa. Avala Talto, but to be allowed to carry in that Chatzar, Amaloi, maybe I shouldn't be allowed to carry. That's what Rav teaches us. Kamash Malon, that Rav teaches us that you could carry within the Chatzar, and the fact that there's traffic going from the Mavui or from other areas through the Chatzar does not change the Chatzar status. Itma. We continue. And we're going to learn this Gemara, the pshat that Rashi says, the way Mashal learns Pshan and Rashi, which is picture 50. Mavi ha'osu kanadl, a mavi which is made like a centipede. A centipede is a sheretz that has many legs. So we have a situation like this. We have the picture 50. We have the main mavi opening on the bottom, and then we have a series of smaller mavis. Now we have to remind ourselves of something that we just learned in Amud Aleph, which goes back to something we learned in Daf Vav. If you really analyze this picture properly, we have here a series of Mavi Okums. And what is the halacha on a Mavi Okum? Going back to Machloikus Rav and Shmuel, Rav says that a Mavi Okum is considered a Mavi Amafulish. It requires a Lechi or a Kaira, each one of its openings, and a Tzuras HaPesach at the bend. And Shmuel says it's considered a Mavi Sosim and requires a Lechi Kaira at each one's at the opening and not more than a Lechi at the bend, or maybe nothing at the bend. So here we have this Mavi that looks like a Nadal, which is a series of Mavi Okums. Amar Abaya, Oysa Tzuras HaPesach L'Gadol, you make a Tzuras HaPesach at the opening on the left side as it's shown in picture 50, V'hanach Kula, and then the other openings, Mishti B'lech V'kari, make a Lech V'kari, you have nothing more to do. Amalei Rava. So Rava said, come on, who does this psak work with? If you want to say Kishmul, that considers a Mavi Okum, like a Mavi Sosum, Dama Tarasa Kisosum, Lamalei Tzuras HaPesach, then there's no need for Tzuras HaPesach. Because as we explained according to Shmuel, all that you need to do at each one of the openings is just make a Lechi Yekaira. There's never a need for Tzuras HaPesach as was required, as Rabbi required. V'ayin, and furthermore, even if you want to say that you can consider a mavi okum like a mavi sosum, how could you say that? Hahu mavi da have a banador, hahu mavi okum da have a banador, there was a mavi okum and a door, which, as Tosfos explains, was the city where Shmuel was the Rav, the Choshul of the Rav, they still were concerned that perhaps the halacha is like Rav, that a mavi okum has the din like a mavi of a foolish, and there's a requirement to make a tzuras of Pesach at the bend. So how could you just ignore Rav's psak? We see that even Shmuel's people were worried about Rav's psak. El Amar Rava, therefore Rava says, Asa tzurcha Pesach l'hai gisa, you have to make a tzuras of Pesach at every opening to the large mavi, as is shown in picture 51, v'idach gisa, and the openings, and the rest of the openings, mishtri v'lech v'kaira, will have a lech v'kaira, which will exactly be the way Rav paskind you should do by mavi okum. Rav said every mavi okum, we're going to look at each one of these as a separate mavi okum, make a lechi at each of the openings, and a tzuras of Pesach at the bend. Omer Rav Kahana bat Achlifa Mishmed Rav Kahana ben Menuni Mishmed Rav Kahana ben Malki Mishmed Rav Kahana Rabbi de Rav V'amalei, who said this? Rav Kahana ben Malki Ahayna Rav Kahana Rabbi de Rav Mavi Shetzide Echad Oruch. We go to picture 52. A Mavi whose one wall is longer, V'tzide Echad Katsa, one wall is longer than the other. So he said, Pachas Me'arba Amis, if the length, if the difference in length, if the longer wall is longer than the shorter wall, less than Dalar Amis, then Menichas Kaira Balaksan. You could just put the Kaira on a slant and it'll be fine. Arba Amis, but if the difference in length between the two sides is 4 Amis or more, Ein Menichas Kaira El Kenegir HaKotzer. Then you can only put the Kaira, as is shown in picture 53, against the short wall, and the long wall remains exposed. Why is there a difference if there's 4 Amis or not? So the Rishonim explain, Rabbeinu Chananel explains, since 4 Amis is the amount that is considered independent Mavui, so if you have 4 Amis, that already is an independent area, a significant independent area, and you can't put the Kaira on a slant. Now the question here is, Tosfos asks, the Gemara paskens at this point, that if the extension is less than 4 Amis, then the halacha is you could put it on a slant. But if you're going to put it on a slant, why are we not concerned, ask Tosfos, that you're going to carry in the area that goes further than the short wall up to the long wall, where in that area you don't have enough walls because you only have the side wall and the back wall, you won't have a full 4 walls because the third wall is short. So Tosfos says two answers. Tosfos says that if we say Kaira Mishum Mechitza, that the Kaira works as a Mechitza, then we pull down that Kaira, and that area, even though it doesn't have a full wall, is still enclosed by 4 sides. Another terrorist Tosfos says is that small area becomes subsumed by the large Mavui, and therefore, even though La Halacha you probably shouldn't carry in that area, if you did, it's not that significant. However, Rav Amar, Rav says, Echad Zeh, whether the difference in length between the walls is more than 4 Amis or less, I say, Eina Menich Es HaKaira El Kenegad Kotzer. Rav says we always have to follow picture 53, we should never put it on a slant. Ve'ema, and Rav continues, I'll tell you time of the day, I'll explain my reasoning, Ve'ema time to do, and I'll explain the reasonings of Rav Kahana. Ema time to day, I'll explain my reasoning. Kaira tamamai. Why did Chazal say we should make a kaira? Mishum heker, to serve as a reminder. Or belaksin lo have a heker in the area when it's on a slant, it's not a heker. Eima tamadit hu, and I'll explain their reasoning. Says Rava, kaira mishumai. What's the point of a kaira mishum mechitza? It should serve as a mechitza. Or belaksin not a mechitza. Just because it's on a slant doesn't mean it can't be a mechitza. Now there's a very fundamental machloikis. We passing like Rava, first of all. We passing like Rava, and there's a very, because we say that belachsen lo have a heker, but there's a fundamental machloikis Rashi and Tosfos what's pshat that by lachsen it's not a hecker, which will have very significant halachic ramification. Tosfos Rashi explains that since, as we said before, when we look at picture 52, when the kair is on a slant, it's covering an area that isn't completely enclosed by three walls, because the extended area doesn't have the third wall, doesn't have the right wall. We're concerned, says Rashi, that people seeing you carry there will think if you could carry there, you could carry in Rosh Hashanah. That's how Rashi learns. The Meiri learns that pshat is that we're just concerned that a slanty kaira is never considered a kaira. A kaira is a hecker, and something that's on a slant is not going to be considered a slant. Where will be the nafkamina? Let's say somebody makes a kaira in the middle of the mavi. Instead of making the kaira by the entranceway, he makes the kaira in the middle of the mavi, but he puts it on a slant. According to Rashi, it's fine, because there you don't have to be concerned that people are going to think that you could carry an Rishus HaRabim, because you made it inside the area which is completely enclosed. And that's the way most Paiskim paskin. However, according to the Meiri, that the Meiri said pshat is that you can never make a mavui, that you can never make a kaira that's on a slant, because it doesn't make the proper hecker. So then the halacha will be that you cannot ever have a slanty kaira even inside a mavui, which is a chumrah, which many paiskim are concerned about. Now, the Machzor HaShekel takes Rashi's position a step further. He says, even though Rava says, don't make a slanty kaira, why? Because I'm at the entranceway, because I'm concerned people are going to see you carrying in the area that doesn't have all the walls, you're going to think you're carrying the Shus Rabim. Says the Machzor HaShekel, Rava will agree that inside the Mavui you can carry, because there we don't have to be concerned. The Prima Gadim doesn't agree. The Prima Gadim says that since the Kaira was made incorrectly, because at the entranceway we have the concern that you may end up carrying in a place that you're not supposed to carry, so therefore even inside the Mavui, since the Kaira at the entranceway was made incorrectly, you should not be allowed to carry under any stand, under circumstances. Continues the Gemara, Omer Rav Kahana, Hoyo Shmata the Kahanihi, since this is a Gemara that was taught by Kahanim, so it's very choshev. Ein v'ba milsa. I want to also say something about it. Hoda amrit neich hakorin balachsen. This that we said that you could put the kairo on a diagonal. Lo yamarin el shaban lachsona yosmeser. It's only if the diagonal is not more than 10 amos long. Avu yesh balachsona yosmeser. But if the diagonal is more than 10 amos long, the rehakol einam neich el kenegra kotzer. This is picture 54 that you could only put it against the front wall. Now here too, there's an interesting machlokes. The Taz says that when you put a kaira diagonal across, even inside of the mavi, care must be taken that the kaira should not be longer than 10 amos. If it's longer than 10 amos, it's going to be possible, because we go back to what we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, that a kaira that is longer than 10 amos is ineffective. The Shulchan Atzi Shittim disagrees with the Taz and maintains that the 10 amma maximum refers to the width of the Mavi entrance, not to the Kaira. A Kaira is ineffective, says the Shulchan Atzi Shittim, in sealing a Mavi whose entrance is wider than 10 amos. However, he says, if the width of the Mavi is less than 10 amos, then even if the kaira is placed across the inside of the Mavi at a diagonal of more than 10 amos, it's still a valid Mavi. It's still a valid kaira. Again, most Paiskim hold, like the Shulchan Atzi Shittim, that it doesn't make a difference. However, in order to avoid all of these issues, the Paiskim say, and that's what we do, that we should always make a Tzuras HaPesach, a tzuras a pesach, which means two side posts and a border and something across on top, will certainly not have an issue. Not if its diagonal is wider than 10, not if it's on a diagonal at all, as we learned before the Shaila, if it's a problem, because a tzuras a pesach is a mechitza, and a mechitza works whether it's on when it's on a diagonal and even if it's wider than 10 amos. That's one of the reasons we always make a tzuras a pesach. Continues the Gemara. What's the halacha regarding carrying under the kaira? Rav Chia and Rav Yochan Amru, Mutal Shtamish Tachsa Kaira, you're allowed to carry directly under the Kaira. Shmuel Rav Shim Ber Rebbe, Rav Shim Ber Lakish Amru, Oslo Shtamish Tachsa Kaira. You're not allowed to carry under the Kaira. Says the Gemara, Lema Kamufki, perhaps the Machlaikis is the master of a Kaira Mishim Hakar. The one who says that you're allowed to carry under the Kaira holds that a Kaira is a reminder. And anything that's under it, anything under the kaira is reminded, and you can carry there. Or masover, the man who holds that you can't carry under the kaira, he holds kaira is mishum mechitza. The kaira serves as a partition, and it's the inner edge, which is the chuda pnimi, as we see in picture 55, which is the partition. Therefore, carrying under the kaira is outside of the partition and may not be carried there. Says the Gemara, Loi, we don't have to say that. Everybody could agree, says the Gemara, the Kulam Makar Mishum Hekar, that the Kaira serves as a reminder. And the Machlaikis is, what is the reminder for? The Mas Sava Hakarim Gav, the one who says that you can't carry under the Kaira holds that the reminder, which is the purpose of the Kaira, is to draw attention of those inside the Mavi. A Mas Sava, the one who holds it can carry under the kaira is a kaira melba. It's a reminder for the purple outside the kaira. And therefore, they could, since they're on the other side in the kaira, anybody under the kaira and deeper into the mavi could carry. There's a very nice pshat in the Sefer Yad Binyamin to explain this machlokes. We learned a machlokes at the beginning of the Masechta between Rashi and the Bnei Yonasan. What is the concern between a mavi and a Rishus Rabbim? Is the concern that if people see you carrying inside the Mavi, they may let you carry inside the Rishus Rabbim too? Or is the concern that people may allow you, if you don't have a Heker, you may carry from the Rishus Rabbim into the Mavi, which is really the Issa D'Raisa, carrying from Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Yochid. The man, the Omer, says the Yad Binyam, that says that the Heker is more bar, the Heker is from the one the outside. He holds like Rabbeinu Yonasan that the concern is you're going to carry from the Rishus Ram to Rishus Ayochid. The one holds Kari Mishum Heker for Milgav, for the people inside, he holds the concern is by carrying inside the Movi may lead you to carry inside the Rishus Ram too, and that's why that's his concern. Vibay Sayyim the Kulam Mishum Mechitza. Everybody will agree that the Kaira works as a partition. And the Machlokes is exactly where does this halachic wall come down? The Masover Chura Pnimi Yarvus Lishem. It's the inner side of the Kaira that pulls down the wall. So therefore, you can only carry behind that area. The Masover Chuda Chitzen. This is all in picture 55. Yarvus Lishem. It's the outer wall that pulls down, and since it's the outer wall that pulls down, you can carry anywhere ready from below the Kaira and further into the Mavi. Am Rav Chizda, says Rav Chizda, Hakel Moedim, everybody agrees, Ben El Chaim, when you have a Lechi, Ben El Chaim doesn't mean that you have a lot of Lechis, whenever you have a Lechi, Sh'asa, you can't carry right next to the Lechi. And Tosfos explains, since a Lechi is very skinny, so we're concerned that if you're going to be allowed to carry directly opposite the Lechi, you can be very easily come carry outside of it, and that's why Chazal said you can't carry it. Tosfos does not want to learn Pshat is that Lechi has anything to do with Mechitza, but the Rashba says that maybe that's Pshat, but we're going to learn the Gemara simple, that you can't carry next to the Lechi because it's very narrow.